I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from member station WDET and NPR News. Coming up, an edition of our occasional feature, In Your Ear. Today, it's Detroit native, the soulful singer and songwriter, Kem. We'll have that for you in just a few minutes. But first, the city is known for producing cars and for creating hit music with the legendary Motown sound. But now the city is trying to transition into movie town. Hollywood has been lured to Detroit partly because of some generous tax incentives. But the city can also serve as an intriguing character in and of itself, as evidenced by the new ABC police drama Detroit 187. With me to talk more about this are two of the show's stars, Michael Imperioli and James McDaniel. You certainly know them from their previous award-winning television lives on The Sopranos and NYPD Blue. Welcome to you both. Thank you so much for joining us on your day off. You both look a little tired, actually. You're working hard.
I feel pretty good.
All right. Well, thank you. So I just said that the series was first originally shot in part in Atlanta, but later moved on location to Detroit. And Mr. McDaniel, I understand that you played a role in that. You were a strong advocate for doing that.
Yeah, I was, you know, when I say advocate, it's not like I can twist anybody's arm. It was more putting it in the guy's ears that I would really like to go to ground zero. I'd like to go to where this show would really live, with no hopes of it actually happening. I thought it was a pipe dream because it's never happened before. So, yeah, I was a cheerleader for that.
Why?
Because
it had never happened before?
No, because, you know, you want to go as an artist to where the action actually is. You know, this backdrop of this city is just absolutely stunning and incredible. You can't get this in Los Angeles, New York. You just can't get it. And I like the authenticity of being here. I like the feel of being here. Little did I know that I would love the people and just the environment.
And Michael Imperioli, it's nice to see you back on the right side of the law.
Thank you.
People will remember you from The Sopranos.
All right.
And I want to talk a little bit about your character in Detroit 187. And 187, what is that?
It's a code, police code for homicide.
Is it used in Detroit, actually?
I thought it was a
California code.
I think it is, but the writer felt it sounded cool.
It sounded cool. Well, yeah. I must say that initially some of the initial feedback from some of the Detroit television writers that I talked to said, it's a little too New York. What's up? Apparently one of the characters asked for a slice, which is a pizza, which is a New York thing. There was some unhappiness. There was a request for soda, not pop. Presumably you're fixing some of those.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I mean, my character's from New York, so I don't worry about those things.
Because you would want a slice, right?
Exactly.
Let's talk about your character, Louis Fitch, Detective Fitch, very dedicated to his job, not very interested in people rooting around in his personal life. I just want to play a short clip from an exchange between you and your rookie partner on the program. They get into it over your partner touching a paperweight on your desk. Here it is.
Did you touch my scorpion?
No.
Well, somebody did. When I left, the stinger was pointing north, and now it's the other way.
Fine, I picked it up.
Why would you do that?
Look at your desk. You got a computer and a phone, not a single personal artifact. Then that thing appears. How am I not gonna pick it up?
You control yourself like a grown man.
Come on.
If you touch anything on my desk, I will chop off your hands. I'll lock them in the gun safe.
Roger that.
Okay, well, I won't be touching anything on your desk. I'll just point taken. So tell me about the character. Why were you drawn to it?
He's, like you said, he's very dedicated. He's very, very good at his job. He has one of the highest rates of solving murders in Detroit. There was a scene in the pilot where he does an interrogation and he basically just sits very still and stares at this very suspect who's really posturing, trying to be this very tough, hard street guy. And Fitch just stares at him for a really long period of time. And the guy goes through a lot of different emotions and eventually kind of starts telling him about his life story and confessing. And that scene just, I thought, that's very creative, you know. I mean, both from a writer's point of view, but from a character point of view and from a person's point of view, too. There was something about his center of gravity that I felt was very kind of peaceful yet severe at the same time.
How is it for you working in Detroit? What's the experience been like for you?
For me, it's been as an actor, it really helps. I think there's a sense of osmosis that happens between a location and the project itself. It's like The Sopranos, if that was shot on a studio back lot in L.A., it never would have been what it was. I mean, the fact that we shot some of the locations and were built in studios, interior stuff, but most of it was on location in New Jersey. And being on location here in Detroit, you really get a sense of the life of the city and the lives of the people and what they go through on a day-to-day basis and what it's like. And I think that really has a very positive impact on the work.
James McTenna, I want to ask about the whole question of shooting a crime drama here in a city, which, of course, experiences crime. But there are those who feel that Detroit's taken enough hits in the national consciousness and worry that a lot of people are loving it. I've been reading the message boards and listening to the comments that people are making. People are saying, I love looking at the landmarks. It makes me feel at home. I like telling people about this place or that place. But there is that sort of lingering fear. Do we really need something that talks about murder in a city that's already taken a lot of hits? Do you have any thoughts about that?
Well, I'll give you one of my little secrets. For my character and for me, James McDaniel, it's not a detective story. It's a story about people living their lives with very, very high stakes. And when you have high stakes, strange things happen. And it's sometimes it's like watching a car wreck or something like that. You really want to stop and look because people are stressed. And that's when the worst and the best comes out of people. And to me, when I show up at the crime scene, it's not procedural in my mind at all. It's about what happened to these people and what's going to happen to the survivors and things like that. The backdrop, this could be a fireman show. I could be a cowboy. I could be a lot of different things.
I'll play a short clip of you, if you don't mind. You are Sergeant Jesse Longford. And in this scene, you're speaking to the character played by Aisha Hines. And in this exchange, you're expressing some pleasure in having to tell this big-time defense attorney that his son may have been the victim of foul play. Here it is.
Mm-hmm. There's our John Doe.
Any relation to the defense attorney, Leon Edmondson?
His son.
His father's a bit of a blowhard, right?
With a very high acquittal rate.
Yeah, if we bust him, he gets him off.
That attitude, it's not going to get in the way now, will it?
The man just lost his son. I think I can table my feelings for death notification.
All right. Let's get to it.
Ciò che Dio vuole lo farò. What God wills, I will. Ciò che Dio vuole lo
farò. Honestly, 24/7. I swear, 24/7.
Nice accent, by the way.
Thank you. I was criticizing it while I was listening.
I saw that. But can I ask how you are? You've played many roles. Many people have seen you in Malcolm X and in other things. But of course, NYPD Blue is a role that many people identify with you. You played Lieutenant Arthur Fancy. Any concern about taking on another? I know you said this is not a detective story. It's a human story. But taking on another police role and being typecast. And what are you doing to switch it up, make it its own thing?
I don't see much of a comparison between the two characters. And then the other thing is that you have to take into account how many years ago was that? I don't know. But, you know, I've done 30 things since then, you know. that was just, it may be something that a lot of people know me from, but it's just, that was just another character in my canon of work, you know. And, you know, don't forget, I'm always on the stage, you know, I'm doing movies, I'm doing other TV shows and stuff. It's just, that was just one of the guys.
So you don't go off on your private time and try to arrest people, you know, it's not imprinted in your consciousness that
yes,
way.
I do. And after this interview, you will be locked up.
Oh, dear. Okay, well, I'll see. But, you know, my husband's a defense lawyer, so maybe I think I might be able to get a little
survive.
Help with that.
Okay.
I might be able to survive the experience. So Michael Imperioli, tell me a little bit more about as we said, that the message boards, people are starting to really enjoy the experience of both watching you, of course, you've got your fans, and getting into Detroit and seeing Detroit on the big screen. Can you just give us a little bit of a hint of where you want to take the series next, your character next? Give us some hints.
Well, the show has been getting more and more into the personal lives of the detectives, which I'm really happy about, you know. I mean, we do have our crimes of the week, But it's not really a procedural show. It's not just, I mean, it's not just about solving crimes and the methods used to solving crimes. And I think the more we go on, we're going to see more of these characters' personal lives. And that, to me, is golden. You know, I mean, I don't find procedural stuff, to be honest, very interesting. I think it's, I like human interaction and human drama and revelations about people's characters and relating to people that way. And I think you're going to see more of that, more of the history. I mean, very little is known about Fitch's backstory, but we're going to start to uncover more of that as we go on, and I think for the rest of the characters as well. And I'm really happy about that.
Can I ask you a little bit about that whole question of representation and how places are portrayed in the world? As you of course remember that some people were uncomfortable with The Sopranos because they felt, gee, Italian Americans, they've had enough too.
Right.
They've had enough being portrayed as mobsters and,
right,
you know, enough of that. Could we get a president maybe, please, or something like that? Did you ever feel any of that when you were with The Sopranos? And do you have
no,
any
I didn't
relate?
Feel
do
that.
You relate to that
I
concern
felt
that
was
now?
An unfair criticism. I felt like it was a show about mafia people. So if anyone had a right to complain, it was the mafia. You know, it wasn't meant to represent.
You know, I didn't think to ask about their opinion. I'm sorry.
And for
I
the most
that.
Part, they really liked it, from what I heard. But it wasn't a show that was meant to represent the entire Italian American experience. Nor do I think it is fair to, every time you do something, to shoulder the responsibility of a whole group of people. It's a work of art. I mean, it really is. It's not politics. And it's not meant to be. And if some people get their feathers ruffled, I think that's okay. You know, they have a right to say whatever they want. But I think we, as artists, have a right to portray what we want. As far as police, I've done a lot of research. I've played several detectives, and I've done a lot of research both in New York and here in Detroit for this job. And I have a great deal of respect for what they do. I think it's an extremely difficult job and an unselfish job. And I will bring that into my portrayal, but obviously you're going to sometimes show not so great colors to these people, and that's okay too, because it's, you know, the world is not perfect.
Michael Imperioli plays Detective Louis Fitch in the new drama, the ABC drama Detroit 187, which airs on ABC on Tuesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. He was here with us at the studios of WDET in Detroit, along with James McDaniel, who plays Sergeant Jesse Longford, and they were both kind enough to take some time from their very busy schedule of filming to join us here. And thank you so much for speaking with us. Good luck to you both. And please
thank
don't
you.
Arrest me later.
Thanks
please.
For having us. No, you're
we'll think
under
about
arrest
it.
Now.